This episode is brought to you by IVP. Use promo code IVPWORD40. That's IVPWORD40 at ivpress.com to get 40% off and free shipping on any IVP resources mentioned in this episode.
Do you feel exhausted by the noise and chaos of the digital age? In the Digital Examine podcast from IVP, author and pastor J.Y. Kim converses with leaders, pastors, and scholars who are seeking to reorient their lives around peace and self-reflection. Join them as they tune their hearts and minds to hear the voice of God in all its clarity, kindness, and strength. Watch the Digital Examine on the IVP YouTube channel or listen on your favorite streaming platform.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by InterVarsity City Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwan. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word. Old Testament reading. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through Genesis chapter 2, verses 4. The creation of the world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was without shape and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the watery deep. But the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the water. God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, so God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. There was evening and there was morning, marking the first day. God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate water from water." So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. It was so. God called the expanse sky. There was evening and there was morning, a second day. God said, "Let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear." It was so. God called the dry ground land, and the gathered waters he called seas. God saw that it was good. God said, "Let the land produce vegetation. Plants yielding seeds, and trees on the land bearing fruit with seed in it, according to their kinds." It was so. The land produced vegetation, plants yielding seeds according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it, according to their kinds. God saw that it was good. There was evening, and there was morning, a third day. God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them be signs to indicate seasons and days and years, and let them serve as lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth." It was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule over the day and the lesser light to rule over the night. He made the stars also. God placed the lights in the expanse of the sky to shine on the earth, to preside over the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. There was evening and there was morning, a fourth day. God said, "Let the water swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." God created the great sea creatures and every living and moving thing with which the water swarmed, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." There was evening and there was morning, a fifth day. God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, cattle, creeping things, and wild animals, each according to its kind. It was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the cattle according to their kinds, and all the creatures that creep along the ground according to their kinds. God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make humankind in our image, after our likeness, so they rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the cattle and over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move on the earth. God created humankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and every creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I now give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the entire earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the animals of the earth and to every bird of the air and to all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has living breath in it, I give every green plant for food. It was so. God saw all that he made, and it was very good. There was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. The heavens and the earth were completed with everything that was in them. By the seventh day, God finished the work that he had been doing, and he ceased on the seventh day all the work that he had been doing. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he ceased all the work that he had been doing in creation. This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and heavens. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 36. The appeal of wisdom. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the top of the prominent places along the way, at the intersection of the paths, she has taken her stand. Beside the gates opening into the city, at the entrance of the doorways, she cries out. To you, O people, I call out, and my voice calls to all mankind. You who are naive, discern wisdom. And you fools, understand discernment. Listen, for I will speak excellent things, and my lips will utter what is right. For my mouth speaks truth, and my lips hate wickedness. All the words of my mouth are righteous. There is nothing in them twisted or crooked. All of them are clear to the discerning and upright to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and desirable things cannot be compared to her. I, wisdom, have dwelt with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate arrogant pride and the evil way and perverse utterances. Counsel and sound wisdom belong to me. I possess understanding and might. By me, kings reign, and by me, potentates decree righteousness. By me, princes rule, as well as nobles and all righteous judges. I will love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, long-lasting wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than the purest gold, and my harvest is better than choice silver. I walk in the path of righteousness, in the pathway of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, and that I may fill their treasuries. The Lord created me as the beginning of his works, before his deeds of long ago. From eternity I have been fashioned, from the beginning, from before the world existed. When there were no deep oceans, I was born. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were set in place, before the hills, I was born, before he made the earth and its fields, or the topsoil of the world. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the horizon over the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he secured the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea his decree that the waters should not pass over his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, rejoicing before him at all times, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and delighting in its people. So now, children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction, so that you may be wise, and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching at my doors day by day, waiting beside my doorway. For the one who finds me has found life and received favor from the Lord, but the one who misses me brings harm to himself. All who hate me love death. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Creator God, oh, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that your word testifies that wisdom was here before this earth came to be. That wisdom was here before we came to be. Oh God, we thank you for your wisdom. God, we thank you, oh God, that you created this earth, the world, and everything in it with wisdom, with power, and with love, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, for the testimony of how it is that you spoke this world into being and it became so. We thank you, oh God, that it is you who has the power to create reality with your words, oh God. I thank you, O Lord God, that because we are in you, by faith, O God, we can ask you for what we want, O Lord God. And we know, O God, that if it is in your will grant it to us, O God. We thank you, O Lord, for the promises, O God, that we find, Lord God, in the book of James about asking you for wisdom, O Lord God, and that you will give it to us, O Lord. We know that this is a promise that you do fulfill and give to us, Lord. So would you grant us wisdom? Would you help us, O Lord God, to love wisdom, to love prudence, O Lord? Would you help our lives to be marked by a wisdom and a prudence, O God, that learns to number our days, O God, and to make the most of the time that we have here, that you may be glorified and that your people may be edified, O God. I pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something.